Topic number three.
Okay. As his first major personnel announcement, Rahm Emanuel picked J.C. Brizard to be the new Chicago Public Schools chief. What do you think about the Rochester Soup slated to take over CPS?
Jean-Claude. So, do you know this guy, Rich?
A little bit. We've traded some. One of his staff, and I think I either taught or known from a couple years.
Wait. You kind of know him. You traded maybe some emails. You know emails. One of his staff.
Yeah, that's about it.
Can you just come on and say, no, I don't know him?
No, I don't. I mean, I don't that way. Seems like the guy seems to have good taste. He's written nice things about some of my articles and stuff, which to me is a positive sign.
It's a sure sign that he can effectively run the third largest school system in the country.
Hey, it's more evidence than we had on Kathy Black.
So, Broad Fellow, or whatever that's called, graduate of the Broad program for urban soups. Yes.
Did he go to private school? Did he go to public high school?
I'm not sure, but he was from Haiti, right? Or served in Haiti? Or?
He's from Haiti, yeah.
He's from Haiti, thank you. We don't know anything about him, do we?
No.
Okay, but nothing. Still, bottom line is teachers hated him in Rochester, and Rahm Emanuel seems happy about that.
Mm-hmm. What does that tell you?
I don't know. I mean, so it's interesting. I mean, so what, you know, is Rahm Emanuel going to actually do a good job here running the Chicago public schools? I mean, he's very brash. He's very gung-ho, but I don't know. Is this going to be the sort of worst of the autocratic instincts that we've seen in other places?
Well, there's no way to know.
You're giving me nothing.
I will say there is a rumor out there, which I can neither confirm nor deny, but that I've heard that it's actually we've got misinformation as to how he lost that part of his 10th finger, that in fact it was bitten off by an irate teacher when he was 15. So if going to a private school can have such a shaping influence on one's thinking, imagine what happens to having a teacher bite off half a digit.
Wow. Watch out, everybody. Watch out.